State Representative Eileen Kowal. She represents District 44, which entails, which also includes White Lake. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
It's been a crazy week, hasn't it?
It's busy, yeah.
Well, listen, you have been involved with some abortion legislation, and I wanted to get your take on this. The first question I'd like to ask you, though, is why you feel this may this is so important to address now, when we got a lot of calls and a lot of emails from folks wondering why legislators were even dealing with this when we've got issues with jobs and infrastructure and so on and so forth. Why is this so important to be addressing now?
Well, first of all, I would like to say my legislation is pro-life. Not abortion legislation per se, but you know, we made a lot of progress last year and a lot of in turning the state around, both tax wise, regulation wise, numerous other changes that we made, and we continue to do so. But that certainly doesn't mean that as while we're working on jobs and economic issues, that we can't also work on something as important as pro-life and fetal pain.
You are the sponsor of a proposal that would prohibit abortions after 20 weeks with an exemption for when the mother's life is at risk. Tell us about this legislation.
It establishes 20 weeks post-fertilization due to studies that have been done that establish that the thalamus is actually connected rather than the cerebral cortex to the pain reception, and it would prohibit abortions beyond that point, except for the life of the mother. And I think, to me, in our society, we abhor inflicting pain. We have laws against inhumane punishment for criminals. We also have many laws against cruel treatment of animals. And I certainly think that we should protect the life of the unborn child as far as, you know, certainly we can draw a line in the sand when it comes to when that infant can feel pain.
We want to make it clear that we have reached out to Planned Parenthood and some other pro-choice officials and yet to hear back from them. But I just wanted to get your take in regards to Roe v. Wade and pro-choice. Those folks, those supporters are saying that you're trying to trample on their rights. How would you respond to that?
I would say that people forget that in 1992, Planned Parenthood versus Casey gave states the right to enact restrictions that do not create an undue burden for women seeking abortion. And I certainly don't feel that my legislation constitutes an undue burden.
Let's talk about a few other topics. Are you in favor or do you oppose a new bridge being built from Detroit to Windsor?
I really undecided on that. You know, so many issues these days, whether it's, you know, no-fault, auto no-fault, and other issues, there's not just two sides to the story, there's many sides. And I don't know if it's going to come up in the House or not. I certainly will be studying much more closely if it comes our way. And I do have colleagues in the House that have been dealing with this issue for a number of years that I will be looking to. For guidance.
Should some services involved with our prisons be privatized?
Yes, I would say so. If it can be done at a lower cost and also provide the same or better service.
What did you think about the governor's budget? What'd you like? What didn't you like?
I like the fact that certainly we are putting a good amount aside for, you know, rainy day fund, and also helping once again to pay down the MPSRs or the teachers' pensions. Certainly because we have, I like the fact that we actually have a budget after years of crisis management in the state. And during my first term, I unfortunately had to vote for a couple of budgets that were held together with bailing wire and duct tape. So I'm glad to vote finally for balanced budgets. I feel our economy is turning around, and the rest of the country is looking to Michigan and saying, look what they're doing.
All right. As we look to next week, what's going to be at the top of your agenda? What are you going to be working on?
I've got a couple of bills going. One is to regarding ballots, and with ballots, you know, so many more issues on ballots. A lot more candidates these days. Clerks are concerned about going to a two-page ballot instead of a one-page ballot. It costs more, and then it has a tendency to kind of gum up the works on these, you know, the machines that read the ballots. So my bill proposes to print the instructions separately in the case when people request an absentee ballot. And actually in quite larger print. Right now, the instructions at the top of the ballot are in 8-point font, and I don't know about you, but I can't read that. And then, you know, at the polls, the instructions will be, you know, posted clearly in the polling place. It still would have, you know, above each section, vote for not more than one, and so on and so forth.
Just so you know, Representative, I'm wearing glasses and reading large type as we speak. So amen to that legislation. All right. We've been talking with State Representative Eileen Kowal. Thanks so much for your time today.
Okay. Thank you very much.